Local organizations that fund science are seeking more applications for their grant dollars and are trying to step up after the Trump administration has made broad cuts to research funding. It canceled hundreds of research grants from the National Institutes of Health that had already been vetted and approved, cutting more than $1 billion in funding. WHYY's Alan Yu reports.
The Philadelphia Foundation has funded local community health work and research for decades. Everything from research into incurable diseases like Alzheimer's to affordable housing. It just recently started going through applications for one of their grant programs, which was a lot more work this year, says Philip Fitzgerald, Chief Impact Officer of the Philadelphia Foundation.
We typically see about 60 grants, we got 171 requests for funding.
He says he cannot say for sure why they got three times the usual number of applications. He adds that the amount of money they can give out in grants has not increased by three times, so the foundation has to think very carefully about how to make the biggest impact. One of their programs pays for local research into incurable diseases. Virologist Helena Winstone recently got one of their fellowships.
It was a massive relief to get a fellowship and to know that financially I am secure.
The fellowship pays for 2 years of her research into the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus. That virus is in the same family of viruses as the one that causes COVID-19. But it's much more lethal and kills more than a third of its victims. And there is no approved treatment for it. Winstone's work is to figure out why this virus can circulate among camels across Africa without causing outbreaks.
We already know that they don't replicate that well in human cells, but we want to know what's the limit, what's going to stop them from spilling over.
She says that in the next 2 years, she will study how this virus behaves in human, bat, and camel cells, and hopefully that will lead to treatments. She says that while she is relieved to be funded for 2 years, she also has mixed feelings about it.
Bit of a mix of relief and a little bit guilt as well, because I have colleagues, I have friends who are in the same position as me, but are really, really worried about their funding situation. I've had friends who their grants have been pulled, but there's so many people who are being really, really screwed over by this situation.
The National Science Foundation declined to comment for this story. A spokesperson for the National Institutes of Health wrote in a statement that the agency is, quote, carefully reviewing all grants to assure NIH is addressing the United States chronic disease epidemic, end quote. Some foundations that fund research are coming together to try and make up for the shortfall in funding, says Alonzo Plow, Chief Science Officer for the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
There are a number of what we would call in-the-moment emergency responses to this first wave of the government's destructive cutting of public health. But we've been able to operate very quickly because that's, again, what philanthropy can do.
He says, for instance, that they are archiving and collecting important public health and population data that federal agencies have recently given up on. He adds that the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is not alone in this.
Given the politics of the moment, many, many funders are funding that effort anonymously because they are concerned about reprisals.
However, he cautions that while foundations can put together funds to try and stem the loss of research and science, they cannot make up for the billions of dollars in research funding that the federal science agencies have traditionally paid for. Alan Yu, WHYY News.